Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
When I retired from St. Charles Parish in Clio, one of the families gave me this wonderful little picnic carrier. It's a gem of a little gizmo. It's got everything in it. It's got a cheese board, it's got plates, it's got silverware, it's got napkins, it's got plastic wine cups, and on the side, a place for a bottle of wine. It's obviously, you know, kind of a more mature type picnic carrier than you would have if you had small children. But I have to tell you, I use this all the time. I keep it in the back of my car. And I've always loved picnics. And for me, folks, there's something about when you travel, you always need food for the journey. I grew up in a family that whenever we traveled, my mom would pack a simple picnic lunch for their family. I suppose having sons, my parents figured it was better if we stopped for a picnic area where we could get out of the car and run around a bit and get rid of some of that pent-up energy that we had showing in the back seat. It was much more enjoyable for us as a family than going into a restaurant. It kept my parents calm when they were traveling with their young sons. Mom would pack simple stuff, sandwiches, maybe some fruit, possibly cookies or chips, along with some lemonade, and we would stop along the road and enjoy our lunch. I have never lost that desire for picnics. When I travel today, I prefer to take food for the journey along with me and to stop along the way to get out of the car to enjoy nature while I enjoy the food that was prepared for my journey. We all make journeys in life, just as Elijah does in our first reading. Elijah has done what God had ordered him to do in his prophetic role. But in that role, Queen Jezebel began to hate him more and more. And as we meet Elijah in this reading, he's very disillusioned because of the constant opposition he faced doing his job as a prophet. He had defeated the false prophets. If you recall in Scripture, he had challenged them to a showdown to kind of, they would pray to their God and he would pray to his God. And when they prayed, it was Elijah's God who brought him to victory. However, Queen Jezebel had threatened Elijah's life and he was forced to flee quickly. So he fled with neither companions nor supplies for his journey. Elijah fled into the desert, where he planned to die a peaceful death. And as he traveled a day's journey into the desert, he sat under a broom tree and he prayed to God. This is enough, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my fathers. And Elijah laid down and fell asleep under a tree. As Elijah slept, an angel touched him. And the angel told him to get up and eat. And when he looked, near his head was a hearth cake and a jug of water. So Elijah ate and drank. Elijah was fed up with life. He wanted God to take his life, and God did just that. But Elijah, however, didn't die. God rather took his life and nourished him and strengthened him and rehabilitated him and transformed Elijah's life so that rather than dying in his sleep, God would give him a new chapter God sent that persistent angel to feed Elijah and to send him to a new chapter of his life. That strengthened by the food the angel gave him, Elijah could walk 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. My brothers and sisters, I think we can all relate with Elijah. We too at times feel a bit discouraged with life or fed up with particular situations that we find ourselves in. We can feel a bit overwhelmed by certain responsibilities and situations, just as many of us did during the pandemic. Sometimes it's family responsibility that gets us down. Sometimes it's work stress. We may get fed up with the injustices we see in our world or our church. Sometimes we look at the lack of leadership we see in government or even at times in our church. We get disgusted with other drivers. We deal with sometimes people who hold different values than we do. A health crisis can discourage us, as can addiction or depression or the death of someone we love. And you know, all those things can sort of deflate our spirit. There are many things that can bring you and I down, just as Elijah was brought down in life. Seeing the hopelessness of his situation, Elijah saw death as a way out. However, his story teaches us that God hears our prayers, and oftentimes God has other plans for us, just as he had for Elijah. God fed Elijah and called him and challenged him to go on, just as God strengthens us to go on when we feel down and discouraged. And we find that strength in the bread of life that Jesus offers us once again this very day. In our gospel, the Jews are murmuring because Jesus had told them, "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven." And the Jews are saying, "Isn't this the Jesus that grew up in Nazareth? Wasn't he the son of Joseph and Mary? We know his parents. How can he possibly say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" They couldn't believe Jesus claimed to be sent by God. They knew his origins. They knew how humble his beginning was. How could he be sent by God to help them? And Jesus challenged these people. Despite his humble beginnings, he tells them that they must first come to know the Son whom the Father has sent to them. He says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise up that person on the last day." Jesus goes on to say, "I'm the bread of life." He says, "Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness. When they were without food, they ate manna that God provided in the desert, but they died. This is the bread," he says, "that comes down from heaven so that you may eat it and not die." Jesus is direct in telling them, "I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. And whoever eats this bread," he says, "will live forever. For the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." His words were too much for these people. Some of them just refused to believe that this well-known boy from Nazareth could possibly be God's messenger. You and I come here today to share that same bread, the bread that will sustain us on our life's journey. Some days when we receive this bread, we feel joyful, we feel full of gratitude. Other days we feel more like Elijah when we receive this bread. We feel a bit discouraged and disillusioned. However, my brothers and sisters, the bread of life can transform you and me. It can give us strength and new life, just as it gave to Elijah in that first reading. The bread of life enables us to go on when we're feeling down and overburdened. St. Paul reminds us in our second reading that we are not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Rather, Paul says, "Be true to your baptismal call. and share the bread of life. For the bread of life has the power to transform us. The bread we share tonight, today, strengthens us to rid ourselves of our weaknesses, enabling us to get rid of, as Paul says, all bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, malice, and reviling. And as we share this meal of life every week, St. Paul says, then we become imitators of God as his beloved children. Thus, it enables us to live in love. The bread that you and I will receive at this table in just a short time will strengthen us. It will strengthen us to be kind to one another this week. It will strengthen us to be compassionate with each other and forgiving of one another. That, my friends, is the power of this Eucharistic meal. As we share this Eucharistic meal today, may it transform us and make us more Christ-like. I've always loved picnics, so this little gem is a handy thing for me. I use it a whole lot. I love them just as much as an adult. I love picnics as much as I did as I was a kid. But what I packed for a picnic today is a little bit different than what my mother packed many long years ago. Folks, we all need food for the journey, just as Elijah did in our first reading. That food he received changed his life and gave him the courage and strength to go on. The simple food we share this day at this table transforms our lives and makes us people who reflect the presence of Jesus to all those people who will cross our path during the coming week. We pray this day to become what we eat. By our sharing in this meal, may we become more like our Master, Jesus Christ, reflecting his love and compassion to all those around us. May each of us, through our reception at this meal, at this table, become a more perfect reflection of the one who invited us here this day, Jesus the Christ.